Longstreet took out a treasured cigar, lighted it, chomped it. Stewart. He ought to be court-martialed. Would you do it, court-martial Stewart? Yes, I would. Seriously? Or are you just talking? Longstreet thought a moment. Lee wouldn't. Lee won't. But I would. The long march began at around noon, the sun high in a cloudless sea of burning haze. A messenger came in from Law. He had joined Hood's column back at Willoughby Run, a superb march. Longstreet sent his compliments, hoped Hood got him the water. On little things like that, a cup of water, battles were decided. Generalship? How much of a factor is it, really? He rode in the dust of a blazing road, brooding in his saddle. The hot meat had fired him. He rode alone, and then there was cheering behind him, raw, hoarse cheering from dusty throats, and there was Lee. The old man with a slight smile, the eyes bright with new vigor, revived, the fight coming up to warm him like sunrise. General, Longstreet touched his cap. You don't mind if I accompany you? Lee said in the gravely formal gentleman's way. Longstreet bowed. Glad to have you with us. There was a peculiar hilarity in Longstreet's breast, the mulish, foolish, hungry feeling you get just before an assault. There was a certain wild independence in the air, blowing like a hot wind inside his head. He felt an absurd impulse to josh old Lee, to pat him on the back and ruffle the white hair and tell immoral stories. He felt foolish, fond, and hungry. Lee looked at him and abruptly smiled, almost a grin, a sudden light blazing in black round eyes.
Heat reminds me of Mexico, Longstreet said.
Visions of those days rolled and boiled, white smoke blowing through broken white buildings, wild-haired picket going over the wall, man's face with pools of dirt in the eyes, sky wheeling in black blotches, silver blotches after the wound. Lieutenant Longstreet, for distinguished service on the field of battle. Yes, but there it was very dry. Lee squinted upward, and I believe it was warmer. Yes, it was undoubtedly warmer.
That was a good outfit. There were some very good men in that outfit.
Yes, Lee said.
Some of them are up ahead now, waiting for us.
And the past flared again in Longstreet's mind, and the world tilted, and for a moment they were all one army again, riding with old friends through the white dust toward Chapultepec. And then it was past. He blinked, grimaced, looked at Lee. The old man was gazing silently ahead into the rising dust.
It troubles me sometimes, Longstreet said.
His mind rang a warning, but he went on grimly, as you ride over rocks.
They're never quite the enemy, those boys in blue.
I know, Lee said.
I used to command those boys, Longstreet said.
Difficult thing to fight men you used to command. Lee said nothing.
Swore an oath, too. Longstreet said.
He shook his head violently. Strange thought to have at this moment.
I must say there are times when I'm troubled, but couldn't fight against home, not against your own family. And yet, we broke the vow.
Lee said, let's not think on this today.
Yes, Longstreet said.
There was a moment of dusty silence. He grumbled to himself,
why did you start that? Why talk about that now? Damn fool.
Then Lee said, there was a higher duty to Virginia. That was the first duty. There was never any doubt about that.
Guess not, Longstreet said. But we broke the vow.
Lee said, The issue is in God's hands. We will live with his decision, whichever way it goes. Longstreet glanced at the dusty face, saw a shadow cross the eyes like a passing wing. Lee said, I pray it will be over soon.
Amen, Longstreet said.